Walker County Animal Control officers rescued three abandoned and severely emaciated dogs Monday morning at McWilliams Cemetery on West Armurchie Road. Officials say a concerned citizen reported the dogs Sunday evening. Two were found running loose, while a third, now named Miracle, was discovered barely alive inside a drainage pipe and rushed to a local veterinarian, weighing just 10 pounds. All three dogs are now receiving medical care and attention as they recover. Anyone with information about the case is asked to contact Walker County Animal Control, 706-924-0053. The Walker County Coroner's Office has officially opened a new morgue facility, making a major step forward in serving the community. The facility is dedicated in the memory of former coroner Bill McGill, who served Walker County from 1978 to 2002 and was known for his compassion and commitment to families. Coroner Billy Sims says the new building continues that legacy while improving the care during difficult times. Officials also thanked Commission Chairwoman Angie Teams and the Walker County Board of Commissioners for their support in completing the project. The new facility will help strengthen death investigations and services for Walker County residents. Georgia lawmakers are considering a plan that could end the twice-a-year clock change. It's House Bill 154, known as the Georgia Sunshine Protection Act. That would move the state from the Eastern time zone to the Atlantic time zone and eliminate daylight savings time. The measure passed the Senate last week. It's now headed to the House. Supporters of the bill say changing clocks twice a year causes disruption, including increased accidents and health concerns. However, opponents warn the move could put Georgia out of sync with neighboring states like Alabama and Tennessee. There's no date yet for a House vote on the bill. We've got more news coming up after this. Ongoing conflict in the Middle East is pushing global oil prices higher and creating volatility at the gas pump, though Georgia drivers are seeing some relief from the state's suspended gas tax. AAA reports the average price for regular gasoline in Georgia is now $3.58 a gallon. That's down 11 cents from last week, still higher than a month ago and well above last year's prices. AAA spokesman Montre Waiters says rising crude oil costs, increased spring travel, and the switch to summer gasoline are keeping pressure on prices. Nationally, gas prices are nearing $4 a gallon, and analysts warn prices could continue to fluctuate in the weeks ahead. The Walker County Chamber of Commerce has announced the appointment of Allison Missler as the county's new tourism manager. Missler brings a strong background in hospitality and event coordination, most recently serving as operations manager at a resort where she led large events and built partnerships with local businesses. Details on all of these stories can be found on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's on AM 1590 WQCH.